Focus on Healthcare Reform, presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine. I'm Mike Edwards. In this edition, we look at the high-risk health insurance pool. The ban on pre-existing condition exclusions that is part of the federal healthcare reform law does not take effect until 2014. To ensure individuals who may be subject to those provisions can still find reasonably priced coverage, Congress appropriated $5 billion to support development of high-risk health insurance pools in the states. North Carolina is one of 35 states that had already established a high-risk pool. State support for that program must continue to ensure eligibility for federal assistance. There are differences between the North Carolina program and the federal minimum standards. For example, federal law has no pre-existing condition waiting period. North Carolina has a 12-month pre-existing condition exclusion. The federal pool premium would be capped at 100% of the standard risk rate. North Carolina is capped at 150% of the standard risk rate. There are also important differences in the pre-enrollment coverage limitations. Federal law requires that an individual be uninsured for 6 months prior to enrollment, while North Carolina, in many cases, permits immediate enrollment. Inclusive Health, which administers the state high-risk pool, indicates that 80% of those in the pool had health coverage at the time they entered the pool. This difference in the handling of pre-enrollment coverage means that the state program will probably run alongside the federal high-risk pool in North Carolina. If the risk pools were merged, all of those currently in the North Carolina program would be uninsured for 6 months before they would be eligible for enrollment in the federal pool. We further anticipate that both programs will be administered by the same team that now runs Inclusive Health. Once the federal insurance reforms take effect, both the federal and state high-risk pools will probably cease operation. The North Carolina Medical Society will continue to monitor implementation and operational issues related to the high-risk pool. Look for updates on our website at ncmedsoc.org. That's ncmedsoc.org. Focus on Healthcare Reform is presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine.